经说断绝金山门，我王禅就宽则断绝小无心的一切心经。念罗摩罗萨经说断绝金山门，我王禅就宽则断绝小无心的一切心经。三藏经罗摩三经说断绝是三藏道，三九八度断尽是无尽大尽是尊尽别三藏经多罗罗巴罗什。
The text, but depending origination, anybody have? Good evening. Welcome back to class. We have long break. Almost 4 months. I think hope you know you have enough break. 어떠십니까? 지름부식이 다다 댄드도거나 송어나 신의 전시 신의 내서 죽이 져서 고바 탐제 정도 이건 자마 독시로 오서 댄드도거나 디송도와
So Lama Tsongkhapa, in his praise of dependent origination, he said, having seen the truth, you taught it. Those following you will leave all troubles far behind, for they will cut to the root of every fault.
어떻게 제가 따뜻한 지혜를 모시겠다. 바기 다지겠다 마셔야겠다 말라 아니 또 바치야지 아니 또 바치니 누가 너 쪼보게 되래 다갈사라 보기 오늘 좀 된데 기란기 아니 지다오다 진입에 돼 지다오시 스바스 다 다벌도 아니 지 땐저 타면 없어 아니 지다오 스바스 다 어디 내 시세 아니 마 지다오시 마 뜬샤 남대라스 다 그러와 랑기 아니 디지스 랍토바지 중바이 나스 디송구야래
So his work in praise of dependent origination is essentially a praise to Buddha Shakyamuni. So here Lama Tsongkhapa is praising Buddha as somebody who sees all the phenomena directly. He sees how he praises the Buddha by saying how the Buddha is someone who sees the ultimate nature of all phenomena and also both the conventional nature of all phenomena directly. And in particular, he praises Buddha for somebody as someone who has understood correctly the principle of dependent origination.
어떡하니? 아까도 따뜻하고 따뜻해 타면 없어. 어떤 따? 지금 어느 지금 거기 있대. 시위지 십사 보시는 송영화시. 어따 디네시 통치했다. 디네게 송바 디 제수 장바이나 따라한 얘기. 지금 제수 나발. 어 디네게 아니 지금 지다오시는 남대기 란지 어느 지금 거기 있다. 삼보 땅치 아니 지금 타바치 아니 지금 삼치 아니 공바지 잡아있나 아니 지금 고바 탐제 안에 정도 돌도 그래 쓰다던다 체디 아니 미드베 아니 시동아 아니 그렇습니다 치매 동아 삼모 땅바이나 단 야와이도 두루 동아 아니 고요 동아 탐제 아니 시 고바 탐제 시도에 어디다 연구해 그래 어떤 순서
So in the, this praise, Lama Tsongkhapa praises the Buddha for his excellent presentation on dependent origination, and in particular, his detailed explanation of subtle dependent arising. So in the verse which I've just read out, so Lama Tsongkhapa is saying that if I was to follow correctly what you, the Buddha, has taught in relation to subtle dependent arising, and if I was to listen to teachings on it, reflect on the meaning, and familiarize myself, my mind, with whatever I've ascertained, then I will be able to leave all my troubles behind. And the troubles here include the suffering of all the future lives, like for example, being reborn in the hells, and so forth, and that includes also all the suffering of cyclic existence. So Lama Tsongkhapa is basically saying that if anyone was to follow correctly the teachings of subtle dependent arising and realize that they will be able to free themselves of all problems and suffering.
어떡하시네 아니지 따뜻이 즉탐하든 이건자와 독재로서 아니 네바 탐지 종석이 아니지 자와 아니 당시 머리과 세리 아니 독특 그랬어 어떡하니 교기 지수 아니 때마다 시다오지 라바이나 아니지 거기 동아리 탐지 중석이 교 당시 머리과 세리 아 자와는 독특하시고 이래서 어떡하니
So he says, yeah, having seen the truth, you taught it. Those following you will leave all troubles far behind. Why? For they will cut to the root of every fault. So if anybody was to understand and practice correctly the meaning of subtle dependent arising, they will be able to eradicate the root of every single problem, which is the ignorance, apprehending or mistakenly apprehending a self.
어떻으니 개방다 뒤 오늘 시간도 신고해 집에 아니지 빼놨다 가소래 흉나 터섬 지구의 균세 토바 삼바 공바 지구의 균세니 대나 두드기 열에 빼놨다 아니지 터바치니 다 더 동만 더 신고기 열에 아니지 내당 간대임에 빼는 땐데기 남셔도 아 값을 봐봐이나 다 더 조조 다 지신시비 님보스 다 이렇게 남자 숨겨래 다티 가리미 다티 내기 내서나 아니지 퇴시 다또다 아니 신고해시 다 토발라 때네 야부 신고해시 내가 신부 자기여래 그러봐.
So this is something that we really have to understand. Yeah. Well, that's the reason why. That's the reason behind why you know we listen to the teachings. Why we reflect on the teachings and why we familiarize our minds with the teachings, why we meditate. Yeah. So, like in this case here, now we're going to look at the topic of the Buddha nature or Buddha potential. Yeah, but in technical translation here, it is the Tathagata essence or which is essentially a presentation of the lineage, right? So, firstly, we have to hear the teachings. Yeah, because in order to reflect and then to meditate on the teachings, we first must know the teachings. Yeah, so we do this through hearing the teachings. Yeah.
어떠시니 도당이 디나스만 하시네 땅은 좀 믿어가 탐지 중사기 다 도당이 믿어가 동가 탐지 중사기 시 아니 개가 나시로 속에 동가 탐지 중사기 시디 도당이 당신 말이 볼 때는 중하시 다 거기 아니 지금 오늘 지금 땡신 중화를 주네 남샤 다 탐하디 하고 시험하이나 다 거랑 시기 동가에 맞지 내게 남샤 하고 시험하이나 아니 지금 거기 아니 거기 걸렸자와 당신세 대당 아니 지금 진당 몽골도 저대시 자기열에 딘장 뒤떡이 아니시 렌저터무 치성시비 떡이 안단지 마리빠라 박이 누가 충을 줘 너트베시 숭구열에
The root of every single problem and difficulty and suffering, you know, such as the problems of or the suffering of birth, death, sickness, aging, and so forth. The root of every single problem lies in our ego. Our ignorance, which is an apprehension of a self. And the only antidote to this ignorance is realizing emptiness through an understanding of subtle dependent arising. When one understands through understanding subtle dependent arising, when one comes to realize emptiness, this realization of emptiness, whose mode of apprehending, the person and reality is completely opposite and directly contradictory to the mode of apprehension of our ego and our ignorance. When this happens, this is how our ignorance and mistaken apprehension of a self can be weakened over time.
독신이 다 돈다니 진대에 네 가지 통곡이어래 거기 다 당진 마리빠라 다 땐데 참아지 시험하이나 티기 아니 거기 당진 당진라 땐 너그여봐 진대에 아니지 아니 즉 내가 지신과 근데 신도 많이나 될라 되는 즉다 고통을 시도해 될라 되는 다 답아서 즉다 오늘 지금 토끼여가 도시 아니 지금 왕기 승기 등도 답아서 아니 지금 내 대화서 안 된도 답아서 토끼여가 지라 아니 삼모대에서 관해 용대지.
This is an essential point. Which we all have to sort it out for ourselves. Yeah, we have to think about it. Yeah, we have to understand how is it that through understanding emptiness via realizing subtle dependent arising, how does that understanding of emptiness overcome? How does it overcome ignorance? How does it contradict ignorance directly? Yeah. So when we are able to see that for ourselves, then one comes to feel that really there is an end. There can be an end to all my problems. There can be an end to my samsara. Then one comes to feel that really, you know, when we talk about nirvana or liberation from all suffering, one comes to feel that that such a thing is really possible. It really exists.
어, 다 딜라치, 보겠다. 딱이래. 저기, 지수, 로바로, 고바탐, 저정도, 니건자와 독채로, 소채자와, 점된되기, 아니시, 보겠어. 송로바, 터슴, 아니, 약구, 시바이나, 아, 니건, 니바꾼, 시도야, 아니, 니바꾼, 저정도, 당생로, 소바, 아니시, 마, 독투베, 남샬라, 아니, 가락강산지, 아니, 삼무당지, 고, 차도바지, 고비아래, 로바, 아, 디차바이나, 아니시, 보겠다. 응? 즉 다시 돈바 세단 즉 현당 메다오인 바식들 완성군의 즉 다 대바지 투배 어디네 있어래
So as Lama Tsongkhapa said, yeah, having seen the truth, you taught it. So those following you will leave all troubles far behind. Yeah. So for they will cut to the very root, the root of every fault. Yeah. So that is the main goal and the main thing why we learn the Buddha's teachings and why we reflect and then put it into practice. The point is to understand this crucial point that of dependent asatto dependent arising, and through that we can overcome all our faults and our problems.
어 제가 다티 만족 제가 망아 신경을 이나 다티 신배평입니다. 또 삼모 땅체 원해진다 삼모 때 땅체 보기다 삼모 때 땅체 아니 좀 된다기 송배 아니 된다 참모다 아니 지금 다 된다 지 삼모 땅도 그나 땅생아 아니 반드시 내가 두신 때에서 양명시 고에 계시면 있어야 안 때에서 소식이라다 양명 때 중반이나 아니 지내 지금 원해진다 아니 좋아지 해 아니 좀바지 해 아니 원해진 보기다
So this is a very important point. We have to, in order to see, you know, to see for ourselves, you know, the truth behind that verse, you know, we all need a reasonable understanding of dependent arising, and in particular, a reasonable understanding of subtle dependent arising. And we need some experience, you know, some feeling, you know, internally, how, you know, an understanding, you know, how through an understanding of subtle dependent arising, then we do experience, you know, at least a slight weakening of ignorance. You know, when we experience that, we have some slight experience, then that will provide us with enthusiasm, and that will spur us in continuing our quest on this path, yeah, and it is through understanding, it is with such an experience that one comes to develop, you know, really a very special kind of faith and trust in Buddha.
어, 독신이, 자자, 당황해서 든든히, 아니, 구구여래, 어디 계신 부시로 차가여래, 원해지, 최시발라, 원해지, 소속이 돼, 삼월에 따는 염려, 떼어서 맞잖아. 원해지, 보기 최시발라, 좋아지, 아세대, 가고래. 자자, 독신이다. 먼저 도섬 집이 뒤부대라 떼어서 땅채 벌이다. 오늘 니들 여샤하시니 냠용 떼어서 고야디 계집어래. 대충바이나 아니 도와계시 주체라. 도섬 채라 도와계시. 아니 용대 어디 대국이요래. 디메나 땅어서 주인시 지섬 채나였다고 도와명하시. 어디든 소나 아니시 디디시래. 어서.
So we really need to taste the teachings for ourselves. We need to touch, you know, and, we need to taste the teachings for ourselves and feel it. Yeah? And that has to come through reflection. We have to think about stuff. You know? And then, you know, when you get some experience, you taste the teachings that it is really effective. You know? Then, you know, an inborn enthusiasm and a yearning for the teachings will naturally arise. You know? Until then, and no matter how much study or how much reflection you do, until you taste the teachings for yourself, then, you know, it is probably quite difficult, no, to have that kind of enthusiasm and a kind of sustained enthusiasm to carry on with one's practice. Yeah. So this is a very important point. We really have to taste the teachings for ourselves. And that has to come from
reflection, thinking.
So we think, if we really reflect well on the meaning of this verse, yeah, those following you will leave all troubles behind. True, if we come to have a taste and understanding and experience of a subtle dependent arising, we will gradually leave all our problems far behind. Why? Because this understanding of subtle dependent arising is the only antidote to our ignorance, the apprehension of a self, which is the root of every single problem, every single mistake, yeah. And so we need to think about it. Without thinking about it, we will not see, you know, how that is so. But when the more you think about it, and when the more you come to see how that is so, then you also can come to realize that in this world, there's only the Buddha taught this subtle dependent arising. Nobody else.
Oh, 독신이. 제가 다 교육이 된다. 지주비 유령과 어떤 신자. 지주 전한 법은 다도 다고 된지로 쓰되 쇼들라.
Then Lama Tsongkhapa continues by saying, "Those, however, outside your teachings." Though they practice long and hard, they are those who beckon back faults. For they are welded to views of a self.
어, 독신이 돈다 아니시겠다. 돈바식도 망보 용구야래. 돈바스리 망보시 용대결대 이나양 도스다. 다 디나네 다 통다 점바 신기 다 망보의 숨고여래 보기 가르소나다 미정아 빵에 수림 숨에 아 다가나 신 아니시다 오늘 지 보기 무시 주변을 소배 아니 소수맥이다 근데게 아니시다 남 시와 안 땡에서 제주도 냐바 시와 타거든 남시와 망보 숨에 점바 육구여래 알아봐 알아봐 다 인 근데 용되구여래 용제 와 딘데라 아니식 때마 대지수 당시 딘데게 지수 당시 소소 유린 보도 아니식 나와 때마 이나야 아 오늘 선배야 보이 당배나 대장 지 변도 자신 매딩에 선배야 보이 당배나
There are many religious traditions in this world, and of course, they have their own founders, yeah, and Many religious traditions teach people to be ethical, right? there are instructions or advice or from the various major religious traditions to avoid harming others, you know, through the practice of, for example, giving up the 10 non-virtues. Then there are also some religious traditions that teach, you know, how, you know, to teach the achievement of various elevated states of mind, that teach the achievement of various elevated states of concentration, and so forth. Yeah. Although this is the case, you know, but if we sit down and really think well about it, just, you know, these teachings alone, just by practicing these teachings alone and achieving those various practices, yeah, alone does not bring about much great benefit. If you think about it. If we really think well, analyze well, in whatever we do, if it doesn't harm the ego, if it doesn't harm our ignorance, which is a mistaken apprehension of self, then no matter what you do, because the ego, the ignorance is still there, and since that is the root of all the other misconceptions and faults and mistakes, yeah, so if the ego and ignorance is not harmed, then the faults will always be there. They will always possess faults. They will always make mistakes. Yeah. So, and there are many, there are all those, you know, the practices that which I mentioned earlier, yeah, like the practice of ethical discipline, avoiding to give up on harming others, and then achieving those elevated states of concentrations and so forth. If you think about it, well, those practices alone does nothing at all to the ignorance. It doesn't harm the ego, doesn't harm ignorance at all. In fact, when we are not careful, sometimes these so-called practices, you know, seem to increase our ignorance. They seem to increase our ego.
Oh, doksini. Tata da jermi tung sung se ta ni si chi shi ri kyen nam ba ba da do da wa de che ro o ti de shi ta chi o dang zhe le ne te pa sha chi ani si gyurum ge pa du nyam ne che ba yin na ya ani dang zhe de da ro shuk chi ro chi ro zhe de de no de ro dang de shi cha de ge yo re su ba de de ge nam shi ya bu shi ma shi ba na de sung yo.
So, if one doesn't understand well the presentation of dependent origination, then what happens? So, Lama Tsongkhapa said, those, however, outside your teachings, though they practice long and hard, they can be very sincere, they try, you know, very hard, and they work at their whatever practices for a long time, but they are people whose practices will just bring back faults over and over again. Why? Because they are still bonded, you know, to the view of a self.
Oh, doksine, chasa, tinte gisa chigi, ane chigi ta, yamo kyaba tingi gisa, shukdila yamo kyaba tingi, kyaba kondu shuji wa, teze kangi kondi, kyala shiji kumi jirusu.
Then Lama Tsongkhapa goes on to say, "Emaho, when the wise see the difference, how could they not respect or revere you from the very depths of their hearts?
哦，多谢你，家长。他天天，他等到你不接送了，天天给两个的幸福呀。他让你跳过去是，怎么的？那你我呢？先怎么先到没到？也不是，那你先到了，接送不了。天天给跳过去是，他我呢是，休息不给他，就两个比就三十个送不到，不给。我军中啥个事？当时没得法，设定我那边早晚的没不出去的，他不听也行。现在也不什么活都没呢，俺怎么先到没得？俺怎么忙不要的？怎么先到没得也嘛？看个，再不吃水，怎么的先到没得也不是？我那知道，这什么不打呢？我今天写的不是用的是。
So as a Buddhist, we have devotion and faith and respect for Shakyamuni Buddha, the founder of the Dharma in this world. Yeah. But we have to understand, we have to see for ourselves why he deserves that kind of respect. Yeah? Why he is so different from others. Yeah, what makes him so special? What makes him stand out? No? There are many religious traditions and they all have their respective founders. Yeah? So what makes the Buddha different? Yeah? So when you think about his presentation of subtle dependent arising, then you come to understand that the Buddha was not someone who just taught, you know, a path that leads to a temporary elimination of the faults. You know. But the Buddha is someone who has shown the path to the total and permanent eradication of all faults and mistakes through the eradication of the root of those mistakes.
Yeah.
So, Lama Tsongkhapa here is saying that those the wise who understand all these points I've just brought up, yeah, they are the ones, you know, who would respect, you know, the Buddha from the very depths of their hearts, yeah.
Oh, there is a thing to make a little bit of. You all have the root text, huh? Okay. So, that you can do. That, don't do it. That, just on that. That, no, just that. Don't do something. That, that, that. Do it. That, just on that. Just do the dance. That, just on.叫前面送，前面点个是，他读书用书他的，点那他告诉爸爸，有那么些事，得送个药嘞，他得做做他，叫前面嘛送去，我得送个药嘞。
So, there is a collection of texts called the Five Treatises, yeah. And they were spoken or taught by Maitreya Buddha.And the text that we are going to study here, it's called Uttara Tantra, or the Sublime Continuum. It's one of these, one of the five famous treatises attributed to Maitreya.
Oh, 读起来，他当当地嘞，当然， penata talo jusena tinya mudo penata jum ta namde shiba shaya thuma ani ji zambolim da ani phabala ani ji ta chok ngaro do ani ji bugi gi ta gande gi shindu ani jawa chambala ani ji jasa do onkor wa asne gi ta ta be shindu tuksine tuksine jasa do onkor ani tuksine ma ti ani ji dasya do mesha do zambolim la pe ji chok chok ja ba de de sugyo re ani ji ma on bala ta namde ngaba ani jawa chamba tuksine ta chok chok ja ba den che
So before Shakyamuni Buddha manifested the appearance in this world, in the pure land of Dushita, he enthroned Maitreya Buddha as his regent. After enthroning Maitreya Buddha as his regent, he then manifested being born in this world and then achieving enlightenment and so forth. Yeah. And in the future, Maitreya Buddha will descend into this world. Yeah. And Maitreya Buddha is the fifth of the thousand Buddhas that will descend in this world, in this fortunate eon. According to some learned ones, they assert that Maitreya is a Buddha, while there are other learned ones who assert that Maitreya is a 10th ground Bodhisattva.
Otoxine, that on the tenisha, Tinema, ta, Karsananishi, ta, Chamjut Tangati, ta, and that Pagandin, Sumba Chakiare, Chesantati, Candis, Jambul, Candis, that Chumbare, Senat, and Dainta, and in Papa Thomas, Otoxine, ta.
How did these five treatises attributed to Maitreya, how did they appear in this world? Yeah. These teachings were made available in this world through Arya Asanga. So about 900 years after the Parinirvana of Shakyamuni Buddha, Arya Asanga appeared in this world. Yeah. And he received these teachings directly from Maitreya Buddha, and it was he who disseminated these teachings in this world. And Arya Asanga was also the trailblazer of the mind only school. So maybe some short story about Arya Asanga. So Arya Asanga, he was born and was taken. It was primarily his mother who took care of him. Yeah, it was his mother who taught him about the various traditional arts and sciences. Yeah. And one day, he asked his mother, "What does my father do?"
"Father do business."
So, ani kari ki maiza, kari maki maiza.
Pa pai laga chiegi chido, pagi pai jesu chanegi chido kiri kya maresta.
So yeah, so he asked his mother, "Yeah, what does my father do? What does father do?" You know. So then his mother told him that no, your father didn't give birth to you just for you to follow in his footsteps, but rather your father gave birth to you.
Father, mother, I'm calling. Kiran kiyabati, mai kiran kiyabati, pai laga chiegi chusu kiyabamares, pamarata, morangi kiyabati.
So yeah, so his mother said to him that, you know, well, the purpose of giving birth to you is not that you can take after your father and follow him in his footsteps, no, but rather my motivation is for you to help the teachings of Buddha, because the teachings of Buddha are in decline. So I hope that you will do extensive benefit for the teachings of Buddha. And then his mother kind of encouraged him to give up the lay life and then become a monk. So it is said that that Arya Asanga's mother was not an ordinary person. She was someone somebody who was under the guidance of Chenrezig or Avalokiteshvara, she was someone who was blessed and guided by Avalokiteshvara. And she really wanted to revive the Buddha's teachings that were in decline then. But because of the social norms at those times and in how society worked, yeah, she knew that she wouldn't be able to do much for the Buddha's teachings on the basis of being a woman. So as such, then she thought if she could give birth to a son and then have the son work for the teachings of the Buddha, yeah. So with that motivation, she married with a king. Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone of she got
Tamsirik,
So So yeah, anyway, she got married to a person of a, could say a royal lineage, yeah. And then gave birth to Arya Sangha.
What in the shop? Didn't matter, don't that teach a lot, don't I need that? Tom and Rob to Chungsha, Toxinita? Puggy, an issue. But not Casarta, but no. An issue. That Toxinita, don't that Rob Chungsha, logic said, Tina, an issue, that number Toxa, long apartu, an issue, that Shona Tossum Chisha. What this square, any Nimadilla, Nimarasora, logicla, an is Casora.
Six, then Arya Sangha grew up and then he took full ordination, became a Gelong, and then he engaged in the study of the teachings for 5 years. Yeah. So it was said that in each year he was able to internalize about 100,000 verses, yeah, of the teachings. Yeah. So he was not only able to internalize the words or 100,000 verses, but also the meaning. So Arya Sangha then engaged in a hearing and a reflection on the teachings of the Buddha, and primarily the three scriptural collections, yeah, the Tripitaka. And in particular, he had a great interest in wanting to understand the extremely difficult to understand teachings on the perfection of wisdom, yeah. In particular, the stages of the hidden meaning the perfection of wisdom. So he really wanted to those teachings and wanted to understand those teachings. So he decided to rely on a particular Buddha figure who would help him achieve his wish. Yeah. So he checked and discovered that if he was to practice Maitreya Buddha and accomplish Maitreya Buddha, then he would be able to understand and receive teachings and understand the extremely difficult to fathom the perfection of wisdom sutras. Yeah. So it is said that he then entered into retreat for 12 years, focusing on Maitreya Buddha. So I think I guess maybe many of you may have heard of this story. Yeah. But in short, Aryasanga did the retreat for 12 years in total. Yeah. But after the first 3 years, because he didn't get any sign, put aside seeing Maitreya Buddha, he didn't even get any sign of having some contact with Maitreya Buddha. He got discouraged and decided to end his retreat. Yeah. But then something happened, and then that made him enter into retreat again. So then the same thing happened after the 6th year. Then, and same thing happened again after the 9th year. And then finally at the end of the 12th year, put aside, even seeing Maitreya Buddha, he didn't even get any good sign. So he got very discouraged, and he decided to forget it. So after 12 years in retreat, because he didn't get any sign of seeing Maitreya Buddha, then he ended his retreat, you know. And then one day he saw a dog, yeah, that was suffering from this very serious injuries, and the wounds were infested with maggots, yeah. And so he developed great compassion for the dog. And as a result of that development, of that arising of the great compassion for that sick dog, he purified so much of his negativities and obscurations. And there and then, that sick dog suddenly appeared, you know, as Maitreya Buddha.
어떠시네? 다치 나 김해바션 지금 정말 모습도 동떠바지 안 중래 됐습니다. 다 대걸 아니지 다 도매기 아니지 진대 아니지 아니 유럽 뭐 봐도 도신 두바치시 아니지 제마토바 아니지 진대 기란 가르사나 아 가르사라 아니 근데 중세 돈다이 다 쌤 방치 다 쌤 숨치 다 뭐 봐도 됐습니다. 아니 갈래시 야반 제마소 독신다. 아니 지금 준비를 그 어디에 숨어도 와.
어떠시? So as a result of the purification of his negativities and obscurations, because of the rising of great compassion for that sick dog, then his obscurations were purified, and then you know in place he saw of the sick dog, then he saw Maitreya Buddha. Yeah. And when he saw Maitreya Buddha, he started, you know, he was, and then he told Maitreya Buddha, you know, that I worked so hard for 12 years, you know, I tried so hard for 12 years, and where were you, you know, I didn't see you, you know, so, yeah, sorry.
어떡하니? 내 손도가 나 아니지, 그냥 다치. 가서래. 근데 쉼별로 주도 무바 다 돈다 뜻은 근데 갑자기 또 쉬운 무별로 주 어떤 데 무도 다 돈다니 다 들었지 정글 말린 도가라 하이자 뭐 차르바 장스 다 하이자 뭐 저기 다 차바 가서 봐봐 있나야 뭐 써보지면은 누구게요 말 와스 어떡시니 제가 제가 아니지 돈다 내기 집에 아니 마탕 와래스 어떡시니 다 다다니 이제 좀 붙지시 아니 디데이 다시 통화도 충분했어. 맞던다 이다. 니마 당분에 결혼하는 념도 유효였어. 어떻게 성취? 맞던다 통화에 대해 다시 통보했어. 어떻게 성취?
So Aryasanga was actually weeping when he said this to Maitreya Buddha because he was really discouraged. Yeah. And then Maitreya Buddha said to him, no matter how much rain may fall on the ground, but if there's no seed, nothing will grow. You not seeing me for those 12 years was a result of your obscurations. I was there all along. But because of your arising of great compassion for that sick dog, your obscurations were purified, and now you are now able to see me. So Ayasanga was in retreat for 12 years and he really endured a lot of hardships, through meditation and recitation. And that combined together with, especially in the development of the rising of great compassion, heartfelt compassion for that same dog. Yeah. So all his obscurations that prevented him from seeing Maitreya Buddha were finally purified. Yeah. So then Maitreya Buddha asked him, now that you see me, so what do you want? You know, what do you want from me? So Ayasanga said, my wish is to disseminate and to spread the Mahayana teachings. Then Maitreya Buddha told Ayasanga, okay, if that's what you want, now grab my ropes, hold on to my ropes. So Ayasanga held on to the ropes of Buddha, Maitreya Buddha, and then Maitreya Buddha took him to the Tushita Pure Land. And it is said that in some accounts, it is said that Ayasanga stayed in Tushita Pure Land for 50 human years. Then the other accounts that states that he was there for 25 human years. But whatever it is, 50 or 25, during that time, he listened to the teachings from Maitreya Buddha, and in particular, these are five treatises, which are now famed in this world, the five treatises of Maitreya. Yeah. So he listened to those teachings and was able to retain those teachings in his mind. And during that time, it was said that he also accomplished the attainment of the dharani of non-forgetfulness.
I think we need that. Huh? We need that.
Then Ayasanga came back to physically to this world, And then gradually, these five, the teachings that he heard from Maitreya Buddha were written down, and then they were then disseminated, in this world, And these five treatises of Maitreya, clarified, the stages of the hidden meaning of the perfection of wisdom sutras.
What drisha? That that kapsin la lu kyun la thile to kana tikal la kya bo kya bo chigi ani chigi na nam ju to korang ge shi ge to kan de chin de de ge re sa kya bo de ani shi ge to gyun do kan de chin ge chigi ani chigi ta ani ta pa pa thong me se de ngone ji pa pa re cha sa shi ge se me shi ge de sa ta de ngone ni na me na sa ta ta ge chi chi to ani chigi ta ani chigi pa me mang bo den de shu che ge long mang bo den de shu che chi ge chi ge That you get me mom put in the shoes. Took chess, Anishita, when I read him to pass the chess. Then when I read to Nani, Anishita, Koran, Chigta, Tabache, and Tuxinita, Yaku chess. Then when I made my bacheta, and we should never do she, Nani, Anima, my baby chess, but in there some concert, and me mom would do she. What Tuxin does his chess in the Dubare cigarette.
So that so during the time in the lifetime of Ayasanga, there was this a king who used to recite daily the perfection of wisdom sutras. Yeah. So he heard about Ayasanga. So the king thought, oh, if he's really an Arya, superior being, then he should be able to must be able to read the minds of others, yeah. So let me check it out, no? So then he summoned many teachers, and many great assembly of Sangha, no? He gathered them, no? And then with the intention of checking out Arya Sangha to see if he was really clairvoyant and was able to read the minds of others. No? So the king thought, no, if he could really read the minds of others, that he would really treat him well. But if not, if he proves to be not, well, then the king decided to maybe to kind of, I don't know how to say, put him down.
King. But he died, Kambachinala, Karasuna, Mahe, Mahe Chivana, Purva, Telata, Tunda, Karachuche, Besha, Varesor, Kamena, Mayanapula, Karakabuche, Besha, Resor, and Chigan, Sergi Pumena, Anishi Kasor Puki, Mizan Luxe, Anishi Mizan Lu, Anikala, Danze Luxe, Anikapche, Ote de Shazan. Anishita, Tomela, Chiva, Chivares, and Kimna Kangus, and Lot to Timmy Pumana Kangus, or Chiva Chiche, and Tomega, and Chitavashi. But then gave a look what in the Sungare.
So the king had a buffalo painted white, with what I got knows. Chalk, that would be. He had a buffalo painted white and then locked up in a house. And then in a golden vase, he filled the bottom half of the vase with excrement, some filthy substances, and then the upper half with So the bottom half of the vase was filled with excrement, just all kinds of filthy, dirty stuff. And then the upper half was filled with honey. And so then he asked Arya Sangha, what's in the house and what is in this vase? So but then there's a history of, well, of course, then Arya Sangha answered, It's an account of how he answered the king.
어떠시네? 다티네 마티네 안치세싱이 되었잖아. 아니 치와 아니 티네 다야 루규티네 또 와세싱이 또라 아니 치티네 치와 땅치 아니 티네 아니 치도 오신자베 루규 티네 이네 아니 티네 이겐시 아니 지금 오네 지금 밖에 이시 이시냐 봐 중시 아니 지금 아니 지금 밖에 동맥이 쎄 아니 아니 지금 현담에 돼 아니 지금 뭐 다시 어찌 속이어래
And then the king also asked the Arya Sangha questions on the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, and he was really impressed with the answers that he got, and then he developed a great faith in Arya Sangha. And then from that, then Arya Sangha's fame became famous. Yeah.
어떠시니? 근데 이따 도다이니? 아니지, 대포 침부, 아니, 시위지, 아니, 단체로 침부 시지, 도다이니? 네. 조조 참조대마 어떻게시니마 시위지 아니시 다리잡 전부 충체 어디 숨겨야래 드네 야 야가 유울라 펴체 따던다이 내신 개든소리 펴벨 루주드네 망보도 어떻게시니 드네마 내지 그래 아니지 최대 아니지 개타 망보샹해 아니 다가나 졸라카 망보샹해 어떤데 이거 루주 망보도 어떻게시니 따땜 산재 땜발라 차고 자신부채 어디 숨겨야래
The five treatises of Maitreya were also disseminated widely. Then there's also a history of him going to central India, and the history and there's accounts of him founding many Dharma communities and monasteries and so forth.
What does he mean? That because the main thing about that is that Nalanda Pesha, Nalanda Chambota, Namjit Karsa, Lochuni Pato. 아니 신발레 김보제 고즈메라 어떻시니 한 대송고도
then in the later part of his life he also became the abbot of Nalanda monastery for 12 years yeah
어떻시니 또나 영부티 쉐티 따따다 딜루주 쉐데 티레 가르스나 조조 가르스나 보기다지 다 토메비 루규테네 아니 지금 좀 원해식 보기다 즉 수납 퇴직 동의 되어봐 있나 아니지 뭐 내가 어찌 구했지 나도 니네 즉 신고도 와 아니지 즉시 내가 지체가 하래 아니 다가 나지 도매의 루주 즉 신이 누가 나 아니 조조 받아보다 아니 가랑 좋다 지 배나 도대기 하나 속보라 아니지 처섬 지혜 라바디 아니 뭐네 지 도매 쿠랑게까지 자야지 뭐네 지 다도양도 지혜라야디 뭐네 시우지다 도매 쿠랑게까지 자야지 독수도 섬도 땅봐 있나 뭐네 지 다고 대박이야. 아니 뭐 같은 친구이 맞지? 다른 것도 지지를 하디. 어떠신 분이 되시나 어쨌든.
So one of the lessons that we can draw from this short account of Arya Sangha's life is that if we really want to achieve something here, in this case, really understanding well the Buddha's teachings, yeah, we really need to work hard. Yeah, we need to put up and endure. Difficulties and work hard. This is one lesson we should be able to draw from his life story. And the fact that we have this opportunity to come into contact with these five treatises of Maitreya Buddha, such as this Uttara Tantra or such as the Ornament of the Mahayana Sutras, is really due to the kindness of Arya Sangha. Yeah.
어떻시니? 다 저서 참근기 다 동네 독신이 마송 다 되네 마 다 기본 발마셔봐. 네 다다부터 지금 맞아 지. 다 참조 대나 수도 다도야 맞아 지지 중에. 어다가 나신 지지 지고 말했고 측도 다도야 지금 뒤에 잡냐 아니지? 가락 간자지 맞아. 신도 봐 용해. 어다 대놈 여기까지 야지 차에 어디네 말해. 그래서.
So, yeah, it is true, the kindness of Maitreya Buddha and Arya Sangha, that we have these teachings exist in this world, and these teachings have been sustained and preserved uninterruptedly over the many centuries, yeah, that we have the opportunity to come into contact with these texts. And not only that, to have an opportunity to even examine, the words and the meanings of this text, and that we have the opportunity to actually attain a reasonable understanding of these texts. Yeah. All of this is made possible through their kindness.
Yeah.
Okay, so the root text, the title is the in English is the Tathagata Essence, the Great Vehicle of Mahayana Treatise on the Sublime Continuum, yeah. And the text starts with homage to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So here the great vehicle or Mahayana. So there is the causal vehicle and the resultant or effect vehicle, yeah. So primarily here we're talking about the effect from the perspective of the effect vehicle, in that this is a platform, or the Mahayana, the Yana here, is the platform, a vehicle on which, you know, we can be delivered, you know, to the resultant stage or the effect stage of Buddhahood. So, and I think here in this case, so when we talk about Yana, I mean, you can either talk about vehicle in the sense of the result, the effect that you achieve, the destination, or the platform, or the vehicle that brings you there. Yeah. So here, primarily, I think it's may have to be. I think has to do with the Mahayana path. In that, the path is the thing that carries us. Is the platform, the vehicle that carries us, that delivers us to the result of, or which is full enlightenment.
You said it, you know, where she started on the disunger, you need June Chapate, start on any, did it, that did the song.
So it's a Mahayana vehicle, a Mahayana treatise on the sublime continuum. Continuum, which is Gyu in Tibetan, Tantra in Sanskrit. And in English, it is continuum. So it has that, yeah, it's literally a continuum, yeah. So this is an explanation of the Tathagata Essence. Well, in not very accurate translation, by which is easier, we say Buddha potential, Buddha nature. Yeah. But specifically, if we are specific about the words we use, let's say in this case, Tathagata essence. Yeah. So this Tathagata essence continues uninterruptedly forever. It has always been there. So as such, you know, the word, this is the meaning behind the word continuum, yeah, in that the Tathagata essence is there all the time. You know, at the time of the basis, it is there, it exists. And at the time of the path when one is traveling to Buddhahood enlightenment, yeah, the Tathagata essence is also there. It continues, yeah.
Karsora kos pena tuksine ta tisim yimbo sena ta da yimbo pa sims sim je rang sim we sa wa sim se de cha sim de be tong an sa de ta ko ta ma bu yugo de sim se de cha se da sim de ba de be tong an se de ton da yin shi lam de sum shi dan lam dan de un ne ga tam je du an ju ma sha ba ye de shi ro ba.
So when we talk about you hear these expressions like the nature of the mind is clear light, or the factor of knowing and the factor of knowing awareness and clarity, or the mind's emptiness of true existence. Yeah. So, however you say it, you know, these exist. Yeah. Uninterruptedly in the flow, in the continuum, at the time of the basis, on the time of the path, and at the result.
Oh, tuksine. Ta ko yundi machabatwa shi na ko ta ko yundugyo arde na ko yang tongshi chujing khyabalgi mindangin da tatshe dugudwa. Marwa ko simsirgi chadi yun machabatugyo arde na ko tingi chana yang mindangin da shini jibujabda yunguyo arde otiri.
So when we talk about the clear light nature of the mind, the factor of awareness and clarity, or the mind's emptiness of true existence, these exist at the time of the basis, as a sentient being, at the time of the path when you're traveling towards enlightenment. It also exists at the time of full enlightenment when you become a Buddha. So, these exist uninterruptedly in the flow, yeah, forever. But they are called different names. Different stages of one's development, yeah, because the base which holds this attribute differs at the time of the basis, the time of the path, at the time of the result, because the basis which holds these attributes are different. Therefore, they are given different names depending on which stage you are at. Yeah.
Oh, tosine. That dene ma ta ta pena ta ju se de ju na che. Ani lama se de ta ta dewa dam da yungu tu ta to na tere. Lama se de chiba nam ju se na kona me ba se ji kugu yare. Ta to ta ni ani si kasore. Kato ani si pagi.
You're kind of following, yeah? We're still talking about the title. So we have dealt with the Mahayana part, we have dealt with the continuum. Now there is sublime, yeah. Sublime, isn't it? So in Sanskrit is uttara, or in Tibetan Lama Meba. But what it means is, literally in English, is unexcelled, nothing higher. There's nothing higher than that, yeah. So here translated as sublime, yeah. So here, how is this text unexcelled? How is it unparalleled? How is it that there's nothing higher than this? So there are different ways to explain this, yeah. One explanation is that because this particular treatise, the subject matter of this particular treatise is the seven Vajra topics. Because of that, this text or this is unexcelled. There's nothing higher than this. So, it's not easy. This text can be this text is tough. Yeah. So according to Gyaltsep Je, one of the chief disciples of Lama Tsongkhapa, yeah. So he reads Uttara or unexcelled to mean the letter. It means the letter. So the letter here is referring to the third turning of the wheel of Dharma. This is what Gyaltsep Je mentioned, yeah, that the word sublime, the meaning of the word sublime here refers, it means the letter. And here the letter here is referring to the third or the final turning of the wheel of Dharma. So I'm not exactly sure, but perhaps then, what Gyaltsep Je is trying to say is that this treatise, the Uttara Tantra, the Maitreya Sublime Continuum, is a text which comments on the teachings belonging to the third turning of the wheel of Dharma.
Yeah.
So the word, the Sanskrit for the word treatise is shastra, which is a word bringing together shastra and shasa and traya. Yeah. So if you read it in Sanskrit, then shasa has the connotation or the meaning of to amend, to fix, to change. And traya has the connotation of to rescue, to save, to protect, you know.
What to say? Tonda ye, that danger said Tonda di, Katasona, Tonda disorder, then Numumbe Dala Sopa, Anishi Numumbe Dala Sopa, Anish Chava said.
So as such, when you put the two together, then the meaning of a treatise, a shastra, is something, a treatise is something that is a cure for our afflictions. Yeah, it is something that fixes, that cures us of our afflictions, and it is something that protects us from the suffering of the lower realms and the suffering of cyclic existence or samsara in general.
Yeah.
So this is the meaning of a Shastra or treatise. Yeah? So as such, for it to be a Buddhist treatise, it must perform these two functions. If it is a Buddhist treatise, it must, the subject matter of that treatise must be able to cure us of our afflictions and be able to protect us from the fears of the lower realms and the cyclic existence in general. So, homage to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. That is a verse of homage by the Lotawas, the translator, who translated this text from Sanskrit into Tibetan, yeah, originally. Yeah. So, there are many reasons why the translators of the past always pay homage, you know, at the beginning of their works. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So one reason is that whenever we engage in an activity like this, it's just it has to be conjoined with refuge. So whatever practices we do, those practices has to be conjoined with the mind of refuge. And here in this context, you know, it's likewise, you know, when the Lotawas, translators of the past, when they first embark on any translation work, they would, of course, go for refuge to the three jewels, yeah, and in paying homage to the various special objects, through that act of paying homage, then they would the merit created would help them in ensuring that translation project would be brought to culmination, yeah, to be successfully completed, and for there to be no obstacles along the way.
Yeah.
So So the subject matter of this treatise is the seven Vajra topics. Yeah. So the number of Vajra topics is definite. It is seven.
我读是你送给他的，到底安尼几天的，到读是那都看的是哪，到早看是哪，安尼三节、初中、高中、中学等，用的三节，除了他妈的，到读到你的，这个你的个都是那段时间的送给他的。So
what are the seven Vajra topics? Seven Vajra topics or the seven Vajra essential points? These seven are indicated in the first two lines of verse 1. Buddha, doctrine, community, basic constituent, enlightenment, qualities, and finally, Buddha activities. So this is the identification of the seven Vajra topics or the seven Vajra essential points. Yeah, and of the seven, we will only cover the first four: yeah? The Buddha, doctrine, community, and the basic constituent.
That the
These seven Vajra essential points are treated in two perspectives, yeah, from a conventional perspective and from an ultimate perspective. Yeah. Then there's also a discussion of the order of these seven Vajra essential points. Yeah. Yeah. Basically, why are they ordered in this way? So that perhaps we may look into this on Thursday. Okay, if you have any questions, we have time for one question. It can be on anything.
Ken Rinpoche, I would like to ask, you were mentioning about the continuum being there, the clear light being there during the basis, during the path, and during the until the enlightenment. The clear light, can I then assume that is a permanent thing. If it's not a permanent thing, what are the changes?
So the mind factor of the factor of awareness and clarity that exists all the time. It's always been there. Exists at the time of the basis, like now. Like basis means like now, past, present. It will exist. It continues to exist when one enters the path. It will continue to exist even after achieving enlightenment. So it's continuum. In that sense, its continuum is eternal. Its continuum is eternal. It will always exist. It has always existed and it will always exist. But its nature, its entity, is impermanent. It's like the I or the person, isn't it? The being that which is imputed independence on any of the five aggregates, right? So this I, the person, has always been there since in the past. It's here. It will always exist, even when you achieve enlightenment, when you become enlightened. It's always been there. In that sense, it's eternal. It's always been there. It will always be there. But the person itself, the I, the person itself, is always changing, isn't it? Yeah, the nature, the entity of the person is impermanent. While it exists forever, it is impermanent. If we think about particles, atomic particles, the smallest ones, right? Those, the smallest possible particle. If you think about it, I don't think they will ever end. They will never cease to exist. They've always been there, they will never cease to exist. They continue to exist forever. In that, these atomic particles, at the smallest and the possible level, they come together, they aggregate to form coarser masses of stuff, yeah. And then they take the shape of different objects, yeah. Isn't it? But the very fundamental basic building block of matter, the smallest particles, I think they probably exist forever, yeah. The mind's natural ability to understand objects and events, the mind's ability, natural ability to comprehend objects and for objects to reflect themselves to the mind, for the mind to be aware. So there's this factor of awareness and clarity. It can't be permanent, yeah. And otherwise, you can't. If it is permanent, then you can't attribute. You can't explain how it undergoes changes and how it experiences things and did things differently at different times, isn't it? It's like the person as well. The person, although the person has always existed and will exist forever, but yet the person, the I, is not permanent, because if the I is permanent, then how do you explain that the I experiences happiness at times and suffering at all? Yeah, sometimes happy, sometimes sad. How do you explain that? So we have to account for, when we talk about me, I, the person, we have to be able to account for it, yeah. How does it exist, isn't it, right? Obviously, there's an I, there's a me that is suffering or that is happy, isn't it, right? We have to account for such an I, isn't it? And especially for us, we have to be able to account for how such an I or person has come from the previous life, and we have to account for how this I moves on to the future lives, isn't it? Right, isn't it? So, according to non-Buddhist traditions, who assert reincarnation, right? So, for them, there must be something that endures from life to life. Isn't there? Obviously, there's something that moves from the previous life and this life, from this life and the next life. There must be something that is enduring. There must be something that remains. That there must be that thing. What is it, you know? That thing doesn't change, isn't it? There's this person, isn't it? So some of these non-Buddhist philosophers, who accept reincarnation, then in their own way of reasoning, they conclude that such a person must be permanent, must be unchanging. Yeah? Yeah, the lives may be different, but the thing, the person, the I that moves from life to life must be the same. It must be unchanging, isn't it? Right. So that's the position of some non-Buddhist traditions, yeah. But in Buddhism, we refute the existence of a permanent I. The I, the experiencer of happiness and suffering, cannot be unchanging. If it is unchanging, then how can it experience happiness one day and then suffering the other?
Right?
So although such an I, the person, me, it is impermanent, it undergoes change, but nevertheless, its continuum, the continuum of the I, is eternal. The continuum is eternal. Yeah. So likewise, when we talk about the factor of clarity and awareness, you know, or the mind's emptiness of true existence. Yeah. Clarity and awareness, that is impermanent and undergoes change. But its continuum, its existence is eternal. It's eternal, yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay, stop here. Huh?